This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, blessings, and mercy be upon you all. I recently had a conversation with a brother from South Africa that was trying to explain the Trinity to me, and he basically stated that the Trinity is like H2O that can exist in both a steam state, a water state, and a solid state, like this. Right? But there are some problems with the statement. Now, H2O rightfully can exist as a steam, as a liquid, and as a solid. However, ultimately, it cannot be all three at once. You see, the Trinity itself consists of God that is in three different persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And these three entities are co-equal and co-eternal. Now, even alluding to that you know, H2O cannot exist in these three states, we also find another problem with the Trinity pertaining specifically to this. The Trinity itself is functioned on the concept of co-equality. Now, what that means is that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are co-equal, meaning that they are all-powerful, all-knowing, and self-sufficient. And we know fundamentally the nature of God does not change. This can be found in the biblical text. This can be found in the Quran. Now, although it is true to H2O that its nature does not change, in that it can be a liquid, a solid, or a steam state, and yet it remains H2O, the same cannot be said to the Trinity. Let me explain. Now, the nature of God is that he is almighty. And what makes him almighty are his names and attributes. For instance, he is the most merciful, the most forgiving. He is the just. He is the all-powerful, the all-knowing, the self-sufficient. In the concept of the Trinity, all three persons are co-equal, meaning that the nature of all three persons are the same. However, this cannot be said pertaining to Jesus Christ, peace and blessings be upon him, because he was not all-powerful. He says that out of my own self, I can do nothing. He was not all-knowing. He says that of the final day and hour, nobody knows, that only God the Father knows. And he was not self-sufficient. He had to eat, he had to sleep, he had to find care from his mother, and so forth. And fundamentally, what we find is that first and foremost, this analogy of H2O being in these three different states cannot be applied to the Trinity itself, and that even the concept of the Trinity is flawed when we use this analogy against itself. Now, even if we look at the Trinity from a historical aspect, we find that it is also very questionable. Until the year 325 at the Council of Nicaea, the concept of co-equality between the Father and the Son did not formally exist. Until the year 381 at the Council of Constantinople, that was the first time that the Holy Spirit found itself within this concept of equality between the Father and the Son. And it was only here that the concept of the Trinity was formally ratified as we understand it today. So I'm going to leave a link in the description where you can look at the history of the Trinity, and I also leave scholarly references throughout so you can look at this for yourself. But I just really wanted to address this today and why, even if we look at the biblical text, there are so many contradictions towards this concept. I mean, even if you look at the book of John, chapter 17, verse 3, where Jesus says that this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and me whom you have sent. And he's speaking to the Father as being the only true God, and himself as the Son, having been sent by God. Ultimately, we find that there's only one true Almighty God. And for Jesus Christ, peace and blessings be upon him, that was the God of the prophets, of Abraham, Moses, Ezekiel, Elijah, Jonah, Joshua, and that was his God that he worshipped. He never assumed himself as being an Almighty Creator or as being God. And he submitted unto this Creator. So I just wanted to leave you guys with this today. May you have a blessed day and blessed week, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon. If you have any questions, feel free to ask it in the comment section, and I will respond as soon as possible. May the Almighty bless you. Take care. Jazakallah khair.